tuned in to the high vibration of the Free Your Energy podcast. Welcome back to the Free Your Energy podcast. What's happening? This episode is for the dreamers. I just got back from Greece. Athens, Greece. What? I can't even believe that I'm reporting to you that I just got back from Athens, Greece, fulfilling one of my dreams, which was to be able to coach all over the world. I had a client out in Greece who wanted me to come out there and do some work with them. So we did a deep dive, three-day deep dive. It was such a profound experience to be able to sit with someone and go through, you know, all these different layers of life, and to be able to hold the vessel and to be able to hold the space so he can, you know, really drop in, reframe what needs to be reframed, learn some new skills, some new mindsets, some new perspectives, and then use that energy in that time to go back out to, you know, make his life more potent. For me, as a coach, as an author, as a teacher, it's incredible when you get to see your work actually work. You know, you get to see your effort actually pan out. You know, like as a parent, you know, you get to teach your kids something and then you get to see them apply what they've used. Like, that is one of the most incredible experiences of being a human being, is the way that we support and show up for other people, and to see that the reach and the impact that we have from the small things that we do. You know, the small things that you say to someone, or the small examples that you'll show someone. You know, I think people don't realize how impactful they are with their energy and what they do. A lot of life can feel thankless in a way, but there's so much that, I mean, look into your own life. Like, there's been so many things that people have done for you that have helped you to get to where you are, right? And so what comes up for me right now as I'm sharing this moment with you, as I'm sharing the energy and my excitement from being able to go to Greece, is, you know, when was the last time you thanked the people that are in your life, right? And it's interesting because the emotion of gratitude, the acknowledgement of gratitude, makes us feel more powerful about our life. It makes us feel happier. It makes me feel like we belong. It makes us feel like we're satisfied. So my big question to you is, when was the last time that you thanked your mother if she's still alive? If you thanked your father if he's still alive? And even if they're not alive, when was the last time that, you know, you said a prayer or just had a moment to just send energy, you know, to them? Even though they may not be alive, you guys still have a relationship. And so when was the last time you really thanked your parents? Even if there is or was conflict or stress, like, okay, I get it. We all have that or have had that. But when was the last time you got out of your story, got out of your ego to just say thank you to your parents, to your mother, to your father? I guarantee if you do it, you will feel a certain gratitude and a reverence and a certain love in your heart. You'll create more space in your heart. You know, when was the last time you really just genuinely went out and, you know, let's say you're married, just really thanked your partner for choosing you, for showing up for you, for helping you, for supporting you, for guiding you, for having your back, for listening to your story? When was the last time you just genuinely thanked them? Right. And we can go down the list to kids, to your family, to maybe people you haven't talked to in a little bit, friends. My big invitation to you this week and today, as you listen to the podcast, is go thank the people that have really been in your life. Go give them some genuine, like, man, I'm so appreciative that you've been in my life. Right. And then after you go thank all these other people, come back to yourself. You know, come back to yourself and really give yourself that gratitude. Really give yourself that thankfulness, because you deserve that as well. And it's incredible what happens when you're just in that energy of thankfulness and gratitude. You appreciate more. You value more. You feel more inspired. You feel more love in your body. You feel more love in your story just by using gratitude. Just by rooting in gratitude. The consequences are too good to ignore. This morning, after I went to the barbershop, I went to go get some coffee, and I was headed there to get a cold brew. And when I walked up, the lady, she greeted me, but it was like, let me take your order type thing. She didn't genuinely greet me. And, you know, I don't take that personally. I think it had to do with the fact that a lot of the times in the morning, especially here in the United States of America, people are getting their coffee to go. There, a lot of people are in a hurry. The majority of people are in a hurry to get to work, which is a conversation we could have about our culture that I don't like, but it is what it is for now. But I don't like that. I don't want you to rush to bring my food. I don't want rushed energy on my coffee. I don't want rushed energy in what I'm doing. Rushing really does come from a place of scarcity. It comes from a wound. Rushing comes from I don't have the time. Rushing comes from I can't be late to this, or I'm going to miss this. I get the concept of having a sense of urgency. I get the concept of also if we have an agreement with another person to make sure we're not playing with their time. I get that. But the idea of rushing to get to the next thing or rushing to get somewhere, it's if you think about it, you're doing the present moment a disservice. Every time you're in a rush to get somewhere else, you're really devaluing where you are. You're forcing a process. You're pushing a process. And sure, there's times where that's necessary, right? But overall, I want us to be mindful about the idea of rushing and to really look into our lives and to ask, is this a habit or behavior that's keeping us out of experience, or is keeping us out of awareness, or is it keeping us out of something that is important for us? And so I was like, hey, you know, how's your day before you take my order? You know, how's your day going? How are you? And I just really slowed down the conversation. She said, oh yeah, it's great. It's Friday. The weather's great. And again, this is small talk, but it's important. See, what some people have the idea that small talk is not important talk, but all talk is important talk, small and big. If you're connecting, everything that you say brings you into relationship with another person. So whether it's small talk or big talk, it's important. So we're making our small talk this morning. And what happened is, instead of being a very fast transaction, we made it more relational. Right. We made the coffee situation more relational. So I order and, you know, she tells me how her day is going. And she was like, hey, so, you know, what are you doing today? And I was like, oh, yeah, I'm about to listen to some music. You know, I got a playlist I made last night. I want to hear it out. The best way to hear the audio is in your car. You know, that's just to me. That's just my opinion. And I said, yeah, I'm on my way to the podcast studio. I'm going to record a podcast. And she was like, well, what is it going to be about? And I said, it's really just going to be about chasing your dreams and why you got to chase your dreams. And that's what's on my heart right now. I just got back from Greece. I felt like that's in alignment with my dreams, was to be able to do a job where I could travel and be anywhere in the world, to do a job that actually touches people, that impacts people, that actually means something on a human soul level. Like, that was always one of my dreams. And she was like, yeah, you need to drop that. People need to hear that. And so my message today is simple. It's like, if you're thinking about a dream of yours, you're thinking about a goal of yours, one of the things that you have to understand is the imposter syndrome you have is not real. It's not a real thing. Imposter syndrome is this concept in your head that either you're not good enough, you're not smart enough, or you're not experienced enough to actually create or develop the thing that you want to create or develop. And what you have to understand is that there's levels to experience of all things, right? And so a professional basketball player who's in their rookie year is most likely, in 99% of the time, they will not be as good as the player who's in, let's say, their eighth year. Even though that rookie can have more talent, they may not be as good as that player who's in their eighth year. in most situations. And in most situations, they're not as good as that player because they just haven't had the experience. Even if they have more skill and they're technically a better player, performance-wise, they may not actually perform better due to the fact that they've had less experience. But both players are still professional athletes. And that's the thing that we have to realize is that sometimes you just don't have enough experience to actually have the confidence that you need to do it. Right. I've written 10 books. I have my 10th book coming out in August. It's called Live the Life You Deserve, published by Hay House. So when I go write my 10th book or my 11th book, it feels, quote unquote, easier. I have more confidence pitching the book, selling the book, telling you got to go pre-order it when the link drops versus me when it was my very first book. No one ever bought a book. No one ever reviewed a book of mine. But I'm still an author at both points of the journey. The only difference between me now, me and me then is the time and the experience, right? And so when you're at the very beginning, that whole concept of imposter syndrome, you can't let that marinate as this is my identity, this imposter, I'm an imposter. You're not an imposter. You're a beginner, right? You're just a beginner. You're just a rookie. You're just at the start of the journey. And what we understand about anybody who's at the start of the journey is you're not supposed to know everything. This isn't supposed to be easy. You might not know the order of operations. You might not be able to speak to why this is important to you or even how to do the thing that you're looking to do. Chasing your dreams is not about knowing everything. Chasing your dreams is about submitting to the process. Right? When you're chasing the dreams, you want to be a musician. You don't just wake up day one and you have a Grammy. I think Grammys is for music. You just all of a sudden have a Grammy and you just have an award-winning song. No, you start writing lyrics. You start writing the bridge. You start writing hooks. You start writing choruses. You figure out different syllables. You figure out what words match with what other words. You find a cadence. You listen to different instruments, right? You start learning about your breath, how to breathe, how... You don't just wake up and you say, okay, I have all these hits. I've sold all these millions of records. It's a layered process. You learn each layer, right? The way you release a song, the way you recorded for the video, it's layers to everything. If you're looking to, you know, if your dream is to find the perfect person to marry and have kids with, you may get lucky and that might happen on your first date. Your very first day ever in your life, you might find that person. Maybe you're lucky enough to do that. But most people, that's not the case. You might have to date multiple people. You might have to get hurt to figure out what you don't need or what you do need. You're going to have to put yourself out there and you may feel like you wasted time, but you didn't waste time because you're learning. So what we have to do when we're at the beginning or even the middle of our journeys is we have to give ourselves compassion for the journey. We have to be very mindful to make sure that we're not expecting results that are not incongruent with our length that we've been in this journey. Right. And even if we do know somebody that maybe they hit, quote unquote, success in 2 years, like on the similar path that we're walking, we have to understand that has nothing to do with us. Another person's success has nothing to do with you. Just like another person's failure has nothing to do with you. It's not your business. Maybe you can learn something from it, but comparing yourself to their journey. Oh, well, they were a best-selling author, their very first book. That's the bar I have to hit. No, it's not. No, it's not. You're not too late either. You're not too late. You're not too old. Maybe you feel like your window has passed. If you can see this, you're not too late. You're not too old. It's opportunity. I believe in abundance mindset. There is opportunity all around us. There is opportunity all around us. It's just a matter of, are you willing to give to the opportunity? Are you willing to give? Right? Because a lot of the times when we talk about our dreams, we talk about what we want to get. But in order for you to get your dreams, you're going to have to give. There is something you have to sacrifice. You might have to give your body or your mind or your time or your energy. You might have to give up your identity to change your identity to be in congruence with this new dream. There is something you have to give. You might have to give your resources. You might have to give your knowledge. Like there's something you have to give to get what you want. So the idea of I'm going for my dreams, I'm going for my dreams, I'm going to get it, I'm going to get it. What you really need to start asking yourself is, what am I willing to give up to get what I want? Oh, I want to be a professional athlete. Are you willing to give up those parties so you can be working out, so you can be recovering, so you can be in alignment? Oh, I would like to be an author. Okay, are you willing to give up watching movies and going out with your friends so you can have that time to work on your book, so you can have that time to study, so you can have that time to do your character development? Oh, I want this certain relationship. Are you willing to get off your phone and look that person in their eye and be fully present with them? Are you willing to release unrealistic expectations that have haunted every relationship you've been into? In order for us to get what we want, we have to give something up. Sacrifice is the name of the game when it comes to chasing your dreams. A lot of people's problem is they say they want this and they say they want that and they say they want to create a certain lifestyle or a certain experience or there is a certain goal that they're looking for. But a lot of people have the problem of they're not willing to really sacrifice what is required in order to live in congruence, in order to live in alignment with that outcome you seek. If you want it, you have to be willing to sacrifice for it. If you want it, you have to be willing to sacrifice for it. So before you speak on your dreams and your goals ever again, have in your mind the acceptance of these are my goals, these are my dreams, this is what I want to create, and this is what I'm willing to give up. This is what I'm willing to sacrifice. This is how bad I want this. It is only through the concept of sacrifice that you'll actually be able to get what you want. Because a lot of the times there's something in our way blocking us from getting us to be in congruence with where we want to go. And it's that sacrifice, usually the thing that's blocking you. It could just be in order for me to thrive, in order for me to reach my goal, in order for me to live in congruence with my dreams, it could just be I need a new mindset and I need to sacrifice my mindset. Maybe I need to figure out, let's say you have, I have an abundance mindset. Let's say you don't. Let's say you have a lack of abundance mindset. Let's say you have a poverty mindset, a scarcity mindset. Let's say you don't allow yourself to feel worthy. Maybe for you, it's a, hey, I need to sacrifice my time so I can sit with a therapist or a coach or a community so I can figure out why I don't allow myself to feel worthy, because everybody around me, they tell me how good I am. They tell me how talented I am. And they see something in me that I don't see in myself. So maybe and what I need to do is sit with a coach or a therapist so I can figure out why I'm not allowing myself to feel worthy of what everybody else sees. Maybe that's what you need to sacrifice. Or if you're the type of person who you're living extremely distracted, maybe you need to sacrifice alcohol for the next 90 days. Maybe you need to sacrifice television for the next 30 days. Maybe you need to sacrifice social media for the next 6 months. Right? Maybe 6 months also of social media will help you feel more creative to do the thing that you need to do, to write the script that you need to write the book that you need to write the play that you need to write. Maybe time away from alcohol will help you live in congruence with the fitness goals that you deserve or with the sleep that you need to help you recover from the thing that you need to recover from. See, as someone who I've always went for my dreams, all right, it doesn't matter what age of life I was at. I've always went for my dreams. As someone who's always went for his dreams, one of the things that I can tell you is there is a such thing as closure. And each portion of my life, I feel like each portion of my life, I've had closure to. Now, part of the reason why I feel like I've had closure is because I can tell you that at each portion of my life, each thing that I tried to do, each thing that I signed up for, each partner that I tried to date, each friend that I was in friendship with, I'm not about to say I was the best person of all time because nobody was. But what I'm saying is I feel like I did the best that I could with what I had at that moment with everything, with any career, with any idea. I feel like I always did the best that I could with what I had. And knowing that I've exhausted myself over and over and over in different pillars of life, what that has done for me is has given me closure. But what it's also done is it's given me confidence to know that anything I go into, I'm going to approach it the same way. I'm going to give it my best. I'm going to try my best. In conclusion, I want you to go for your dreams. Don't settle for a life unfulfilled. It doesn't matter if you're too young, quote unquote. It doesn't matter if you're too old, quote unquote. I don't care how you failed. I don't even care how you succeeded. If there is a dream of yours, whether it's small or big, and it's something that you want to create or experience or do or feel, all you have to do is say yes to it in your head. Say yes to it in your head. Have the thought that you are in alignment. Yes, I am going to do this, or I am doing this, or this is happening. Just say yes to it in your head. Write it down. I think the study I read said that 57%, that you're 57% more likely to do something if you write it down. Every day, just have your notebook, have your journal, write down what you're doing, how you're doing it. And once you write it down, once you have that vision, once you have that commitment, then from there, what do I have to sacrifice? Start there. Before you start making lists of all the things you need to do, just simply ask yourself, what do I need to sacrifice? And then sacrifice it, right? Sacrifice it. Commit yourself for the next 10 years. Give yourself 10 years. What's this concept of, oh, I need it right away? Give yourself 10 years. A 10-year commitment, I guarantee you'll do it. You'll get there, or you'll get to some version of it, or you'll get to the iteration of it that you were supposed to get to just by having that commitment, just by having that awareness around sacrificing what you need to sacrifice, and just by believing in yourself. Because at the end of the day, that's all this game is. The game of life is just saying, hey, you know what? I believe in myself. Let's do this. Yeah, I'm afraid. So what? Yeah, I don't have all the information. So what? Yeah, I don't have all the evidence. Yeah, I don't have all the experience. So what? Nobody does. We are all on this thing, figuring it out, all just taking steps daily. That's all this is. We're just taking steps. We're just practicing the thing of life. So don't be the person that do not be the type of person who refuses to practice life because you're waiting until you've perfected life. No one perfects life. Life itself is one big practice. So get in the game, allow yourself to practice, allow yourself to make mistakes, but also allow the love to come in, allow the success to come in, allow the friends and the family to come in, allow your haters to go away, allow the concept of I can't do this, I'm weak, anything weak, allow it to just fall off of you, because that is not your identity. That's not who you are. Your parents sacrificed for you to be here. Now, you may not know all their sacrifice, but your parents sacrificed for you to be here, for you to use your body and your mind and your time. Like, you have people in your family, generations before you, that have sacrificed and given so much of themselves so you can be here on this earth at this moment, so you can take charge, so you can create the life that you deserve. So you owe it to not only yourself, but to the family that came before you. You owe it to the people who came before you to go after your dreams, to go after your passions, to show up, to commit to showing up. Even if it's not perfect, who cares? All right, this is the Free Your Energy podcast. I'm your host, Sylvester McNutt III. Thank you for watching on YouTube. If you like this video, bow, hit that like button. Make sure you subscribe. You know, comment below. Let me know what you felt of this. Let me know how this touched you. For those of you listening on the podcast, I hope that my voice was everything for you today. I hope you get out there and chase your dreams. Live in alignment with your dreams. So what, you messed up. So what, you stumbled. It doesn't matter. Pick yourself back up. Wherever you listen to this podcast, make sure you go leave us a review. I appreciate you. This is the Free Your Energy podcast. I am your host, Sylvester McNutt III. I hope you continue to free your energy.
You're now tuned in to the high vibration of the Free Your Energy podcast.